so hungry for gray matter. I can't believe I never thought to go to a hospital before. I mean, most of the place is full of vegetables, so it's not as if they need gray matter anyway. All I need to do is find the perfect patient and crawl. Oh my, my, my. What do we have here? A poor little patient all on his own sleeping and not sharing a word of anyone else. This couldn't be any more perfect. Not only do I get to eat away at his brain matter, but I get to admire how cute he is too whilst I do it. This moment couldn't be more perfect. The nurse says they're on their break. Just a few receptionists that aren't really paying attention as usual. But to be safe and not to have this opportunity ruined, I better at least look the part. I'm just going to squeeze into this nurse's outfit. It fits me perfectly. My massive globules really fill out nicely in this little dress. I hope I don't make this patient's heart rate too high with this. Oh, this poor human seems to be in quite a deep sleep. It makes me feel better doing this knowing that they won't even know what's coming to them. This is so much more ethical than my other method of just sneaking into any old house I could find. I better quickly lock the door and close the blinds before the nurses come back and find me on top of their patient. Now I have him all to myself. Just me and him. No interruptions. His juicy gray matter all for me. I can barely contain my excitement. I'm becoming slimier than usual just thinking about it. All that's left is to sit on top of him and absorb myself into his skin until eventually I'm inside of him and he's all mine to feast on. I'm finally sitting on his stomach and he doesn't seem to be waking up. This plan could not go any more perfect. He's passed out and doesn't even have the energy to open his eyes to stop me. I guess I really like vegetables now. I suppose I should lean in closer now and start the process. I don't think I can contain my lust for his brain matter any longer. Did I just feel something move below me? Surely not. He can't be awake. He didn't even hear me come in. Did he just groan? Oh, no, 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 he's waking up. I knew this was going too well for it to not fail somehow. Oh. Hi, sweetie. Oh, nothing is wrong. I'm just coming to check your bloods. You've never seen me before? Well, that would be because I am your new nurse. Nurse Smith is my name, and it's very nice to meet you. Why am I on top of you? Oh, good question. Very, very good question. I was just fluffing your pillows. Yep, just like this. Report me? You're gonna report me for what exactly? My what are in your face? Is that an issue? I don't think it'd be an issue. I thought you humans were really into that kind of stuff, considering I've been in a lot of male brains, and I saw their thoughts and... Nothing. I'm just rambling. I'm not some sort of monster, no. Don't ring that alarm to call the nurses. Don't you dare. I'm sorry, human male, but I had no choice but to squeeze myself closer against your face to ensure you could not make noise or concede to call the nurse. Just do as you're told, and nothing will happen to you. I wasn't planning on hurting you in the first place. I have never hurt a human before, just desperate times call for desperate measures. And I need to survive just like any other living being. You can't fault me for wanting to live, right? So that is why I'm going to be very careful as I try to slurp up some of your brain juice. Don't worry, I'll leave you enough to still be able to function. Sorry, what was that? I'm having trouble hearing you with them being bigger than your head. You need to speak up. Oh, you still sound very muffled, but I can hear that you sound distressed, and because you're cute, I'll cut you a deal. Instead of your brain juice, I'm just going to let some of my body go into your ears and eat all of the dirt in there. And that would be enough to feed me for a few days, and I get to have fun keeping you close to my globules. I am doing you a favor at the end of the day. How often do the nurses come in and actually clean you? I can hardly feel that these ears haven't been touched in months. And it's almost as if you're saving your wax up just for me to feed on. Shh. Easy, sweetie. Just focus on the feeling of each massive globule pressing on your entire head. I need to get every speck of dirt. It's not as if you have to do any work anyway whilst I do this. Oh, I can see your heart rate is going up in the monitor. Now your face is heating up. Are you blushing? You're doing such a good job at feeding me, darling. I'm glad you finally realized to fully succumb to me, as my globules are no match for your groans and screams. You've learned to enjoy it, haven't you? You're putting your thumb up. I assume that's a good sign and that you've been listening to me. You know, maybe this would be a good time to tell you that while I've been feeding on your wax, a little part of myself decided to take a little trip to your brain. Not to eat any juice, of course, but I do love to rake around in there and learn a little about the body I've all to myself to explore. It would be rude not to. And I must say, you're a very, very naughty boy. But I'm not going to embarrass you any further and pinpoint any interesting things you're into. All I'm gonna say is your feelings and slime growth and some things you've read and watched about us. I'm very flattered. And you're making me blush. Oh, darling, you're feeding me up so well. You just have so much to give me, don't you? Such a good boy. I can feel my body expanding the more I consume. I don't think this nurse outfit will fit me any longer. This top button isn't going to be able to close again, no matter how many attempts I try to do. You're just such a tasty boy. I'm getting overwhelmed by just how perfect you are for me. I have never been attached to anyone like this before. I don't want to feed on anyone else again. I know I'm perfect for you too, and you can't even deny it. I've been in your head, and I've seen your ideal woman. All I want to do is keep learning more about you, and I know you wouldn't mind that. Such a perfect little angel you are. You're making me feel so full. I want to keep cleaning you up, but I just don't have it anymore to keep going. I'm getting bigger and bigger. I'll tell you what. Since you're enjoying yourself so much, I will come back in the next few days for round two. I'm sure it won't take long for your wax production to start up again. I guess maybe I should get out of your face now so that I can actually see you and speak to you, but there's still a fear that you'll call for help even though I know you wouldn't, since inside your brain you changed your mind about that, since you're starting to enjoy my globules a little too much. But just so you know, if you do end up calling for help, I won't return to you ever again, and you'll never get to experience this for as long as you live. I knew it. Good boy. My eyes are up here. But I take it that your staring means you want me to come back, and that you'll feed me once again, which is very sweet of you. You will feel sleepy now after my cleanup, but don't worry. That's completely normal. You need to rest up anyway, sweetie. I think I'll eat up your bat cells next time so you can get out of here soon, and I won't need to sneak in here to see you. I could just come to your house, and wouldn't that just be exciting? Good night, sweetie. Thank you for feeding me.